comes to meet his friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Aaron, Imi Barasi Shiyachiu, schus Moshe to Ben Peshadina, the schus Marasar Rachel Esther Bas Reb Shmuel Yitzchak, Luli Nishmas, Chaim Tzvi Ben Eliyahu, Luli Nishmas Maras Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, the schus or Mordechai Eliyahu Hillel Ben Yosef Halevi, they should all have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideihem. This shir is based on Torah of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Hagaon HaGadol Rav Dovid Yitzchak Mandelzal, and we're going to be discussing the Urim V'Tumim in Parashas Tetzaveh in the 28th chapter of the book of Exodus. In the 30th verse, it says, "V'nasat el choshen mishpat asurim v'satum v'yu alei v'arim b'vol lifnei Hashem," and you will put to the choshen mishpat the Urim V'Tumim, and they will be on the heart of Aaron when he comes before God. Rashi says, "V'nasat el choshen mishpat," you should put to the choshen mishpat, that's the breastplate that the Kohen wore with the 12 stones of different colors with the names of the tribes, as Urim Besatumim, and you put in the Urim Vetumim. What are the Urim Vetumim? Rashi explains, Shuk Sav Shem Amfor Shei Nosim Besoch Kifle Achoshen, that is God's divine name that he would put inside the folds of the Choshen. Shal Yado, through which Hayuhu Meir Dvarav Mechatam Is Dvarav, its words shine and are complete. There was also a choshen because the kohen couldn't be without clothing, but the shem, says Rashi, wasn't besilcho, and val shem also aksav ukari mishpat, because of the ksav, because of what's written, it's called mishpat. Mishpat urim, that's the judgment. He asked the judgment of the urim because of that judgment. It's called mishpat. That's why it's called the choshen mishpat, because it's mishpat ha'urim, these urim, the letters that shine, give over the mishpat. So that's the judgment that's given over by this breastplate. You put the name of God inside the fold of the choshen mishpat, and then the letters on the choshen mishpat will shine. And they didn't have them by sheni, they didn't have God's name, but they still had the choshen mishpat without God's name. That is Rashi HaKadosh. The Ramban explains, Ve'inyan hu ki hayu shemos kedoshim, they were holy names, mikochem, from the power of the holy names, ye'ira ha'osios mi'avne ha'choshen eleni ha'kohen, ha'shoel b'mishpatim, will shine the letters of the choshen to the eyes of the kohen who asks their judgment. And the Ramban gives an example. He says at the beginning of the book of Judges, Shoftim chapter number 1, it says that they asked, mi'alelenu el ha'kanani, but Chila, who's going to go up first to wage war, Lilachim, against the Canaanim, against the Canaanites? So, he would be Mechavin B'Shemos Shehem Ha'urim. He would be Mechavin, what did we say before? What we said before was, Ki Yishemos Kedoshim, Mikoach Yir Osios Ma'avnei Achoshen. So, there were these Shemos, these holy names, and through these holy names of God, then the letters would shine. So, he'd be Mechavin, the Shemos, and then the letters would shine. Which letters? Well, the answer was Yehuda Yale. So the name of Yehuda would shine. That's Yehuda. And then the Yud of Levi, the Ayin of Shimon, the Lamed of Levi, and they have Avram. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were also there according to the Gemara in Yuman Ayin Gimel Lamed Beis. Or the Hay would shine again from Yehuda. And now the Kohen didn't know the order, because it could also be read Hoy Hay Aliyah, Hoy Al Yehuda. You could read it a lot of ways, a lot of different permutations. So there were other Shemos Kodesh that were called Tumim, and Mikoach Vem, from the power of the Tumim, says the Ramban, the heart of the Kohen would be Tumim, be Yedios Inyan Haosios, would be complete in knowing the matter of the letters that shine in front of his face, and then he would be Mechabit in these Shemos, and then he would know what the correct interpretatia and correct interpretation is. He would see that it means Yehuda Yale. Okay, you could look a little bit more there in the Ramban, who says that this Madrega is Madregas Ruach HaKodesh, Lamata Men Ravua, Lamala Mi Baskol. So that's the Urim V'Tumim. Lechora, it's hard to understand. Since the Urim V'Tumim, the Tumim, according to the Ramban, is dependent on the Kavan of the Kohen, because the Kohen has to figure out what the correct letter of the orders is. Because the pu'ula, which letters shined? What caused the letters to shine? That's the urim. Shes ha'pu'ula shel ha'oras ha'osios, the pu'ula of shining the letters, that the urim did, that were in the choshen. So you have the urim in the choshen, they caused the letters to shine. That's the Urim. But the Ramban defines the Tumim. What's the Tumim? The Tumim is that you have Shemos Kodesh, Acherim Nikraim Tumim. The Urim were Shemos Kodesh, Shemos Kedoshim, holy names, and Mikochem, from their power, Yerosios Meavni Achoshen. The letters of the stones of the Choshen would shine to the eyes of the Kohen who was asking. So I get that the Urim should be in the Choshen because they're causing the letters on the Choshen to shine. But why are the Tumim on the Choshen? Avareinam Polim, says Rav Man, Vareinam Polim b'Choshen, Elish al-Ide Kavanas HaKohen Ola Pitarim b'Liba. They don't do anything to the Choshen, these Tumim. Just if the Kohen has the right Kavana, then he comes to the right conclusion. He has the right interpretation. So why is it on the Choshen itself? It's about the Kohen in his heart getting the right interpretation. So why is the Tumim? Again, the Ramban says that the inyan of the Tumim is there were other Shemos Kedoshim, and from their power, because of them, the Kohen will be, the heart of the Kohen will be Tumim, be Yedias and Yenosia. So figure out what the letters are trying to say. So that's not the Choshen talking to him, that's the Kohen figuring it out. So why is the Tumim on the Choshen? The Urim, I get it, because they cause the lights on the Choshen to shine. But the Tumim, it depends on the heart of the Kohen. So why are the Tumim on the Choshen? Mazen Yin L'Choshen Mishpat Atzmo. And we also have to send the Gemara in Yumayin, Gimel Amid Beis, that it says there that even though Gzeras Navi can be retracted, the Gzeras Urim and Tumim is never retracted, because it says Ben Mishpat Urim. Why are they called Urim? Because Meirim Estivraim, their words shine. Tumim Shemashlim Estivraim, because their words are complete. Rashi says Kedamrin and Engzaras and Choseras, the Gzera is not retracted. Omi Omai, Omai Omi. What's the pshat in Tumim? Mashlim Estivraim, the Gzera is not Choseras. So that's Hashlama. That means that the Gzera of the Urim and Tumim is not retracted. But according to the Ramban, it's a completely different idea. Tumim is Klapei Havanas HaKohen, but Tzeir Fa'osios. Tumim helps the Kohen understand how to put the letters together in the right order. The Gemara says, what's Tumim? That Ein Gzeras and Choseres, Mashlim and Devarim, they complete their words. You can really trust those Tumim, because it's whatever what the Urim and Tumim says is not going to go back. It's not going to fall. It's going to be carried out. That's the Gemara. Ramban says, pshat is that the Tumim means that the lev of the Kohen is Tumim. To figure out what the correct order of the letters is. So the Ramban is against the Gemara. Pele Gadol. What makes things even more difficult is the Ritvan, the Sugya, writes like the Ramban. And in that very same Sugya, you see the Hagdar of the Gemara is different. The Gemara says it's called Tumim because Mashlim Es Divrayim. Not like the Ramban. So the Ritva obviously understands, and the Ramban as well, the Ramban also saw the Gemara. They obviously understand that when the Gemara says Tumim Shemashlim and Devrayim is not a stira to the fact that Tumim means Shem Mikochem Yeh Lev HaKohen Tumim B'Yedias Inyan HaOsios She'iru La'inav. From their power, I'm just quoting the Ramban word for word, that the heart of the Kohen will be Tumim to know the matter of the Osios that shine in front of his face. So you see that the Ramban and the Ritva are saying not like the Gemara. So somehow, we have to put the two together, that it's not really a stira. That the Havanas HaLev of the Kohen is Tumim, and also the fact that the Gzera is not Choseres. Okay, definitely something to deal with. The Gemara in Yuma, Dafayin Gimel Amid Aleph, says, Ketzet Sholem, how do they ask? How do they ask? So it says, Ashol Panav Klapei Anishol, the asker is facing the one who's being asked, the Kohen Gadol, and the Nishol Panav Klapei Shechina's faces to the Shechina, the one who's being asked. Vasholom Erdof Achrei Gedura Zeh, should I run after this army unit? And the Nishol says, Ko Amar Hashem Alei Vatzlach. So said God, go up and be successful. Yehuda says, no, you don't have to say Ko Amar Hashem, you just say Alei Vatzlach. We pass it like Rabbi Yehuda, Rambam, Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in the 10th Perek, and Halacha Yad Aleph, the very end of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. So we have to understand the Yisod HaMachlokas Tanoim, whether you say Kol Amar Hashem or not Kol Amar Hashem, and what the gather of the Urim V'Tumim is, Lefi, how we paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, that there's no Kol Amar Hashem. What does that tell us about the nature of the Urim V'Tumim? Also there in the Braisa, Yumai and Gimel, it says that you're not allowed to ask two things. And if you ask, they only answer one, and only the first one. As it says that David HaMelech asked, when he was running away from Shaul, Hayaz Giruni Bale Kila Biyado, are the people of Kila going to give me over to the hands of Shaul? Hayere Shaul, is Shaul going to go down to Kila? And then God said, Yere, Shaul is going to go down. So the Gemara says, okay, I see that you only answer one, not two. But why was he answered the second question, not the first? You said he has answered the first question, not the second. He was only answered the second question, Shaul is going to go down. Answers the Gemara, David Shaul Shaloka Seder, Veshiva Loka Seder. David asked, not in order, and he was answered in order. Why did David ask not in order? Because first you ask, is Shaul going to go down? Then you ask, are Bali Kila going to give me over to Shaul? Since David asked Shaul Keseder, he was answered Keseder. And since he knew that he asked Shaul Keseder, he went again and he asked Keseder, are they going to give me over? And then he was answered, yeah, they're going to give you... Leomer Hashem Yazgiru. Yes, they're going to give you over. So, that's the Gemara. But the question on the Gemara is okay, the Urim Tum only answers one, and they only answer the first. But why don't they answer the first question you ask? You're right, David asked Shaul Keseder, not in the order that things are going to happen. First you ask if Shaul is going to go down, and then you're supposed to ask, are they going to give me over to Shaul? Because if Shaul's not going down, the question's irrelevant, he's not around. So first you should have asked about Shaul, about him going down. Keseder, but David asked out of order. So answer him Keseder, that he asked. First he asked, hey, Yazgiru, and he answered, yeah, Yazgiru. Why do we answer based on the order of the way things actually are and not in the order of the questions? If you ask first question, even if it should be asked after the second question, but still, you asked it first, so then be answered first. Why does the Gemara say, no, the Akpada is that you have to be answered based on the order you should have asked the question and not be answered based on the order you actually asked the question? So that is another question. And please God, in the next shiur, we have a lot more to discuss. And then we will see Mirtz Hashem, Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.